This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Korzenowski of the Sunday Mornings with Corzo show, 10 to noon on Sundays, filling in today for Chad Hartman on this rainy and bleak Wednesday, into the third hour. We've been fairly smooth so far. We'll see if we can continue it. I'm a graduate of the University of Minnesota. I had a great time at the U. I always say what I learned in college was to have fun and still get my stuff done. And I perfected it. I still do that to this day.
Very good.
Have my fun and still get my stuff done. But as far as, did I learn much beyond that? Well, I did. I did change my majors at the end of my junior year. I went from being a accounting major to a journalism major.
It's a big change.
It is a big change. I decided I wanted to be a sports writer, which I did back in the day. But there's one thing that I've always thought about college, even back then when it was relatively cheap compared to what it is now, that I've often considered college to be grossly overpriced. I mean, obscenely overpriced. Give me an example. Last time when I was in for Chad, I pointed out that Harvard has a $52 billion endowment. And yet, if you want to go to Harvard, you know, obviously they have some scholarships they give to people. And they say that for people that can't afford this, there's breaks. But the cost at Harvard, when you bring books and the whole nine yards in, $83,000. $83,000 for 1 year of college. I mean, and so you think when you get done, it's going to be three. If you go 4 years, it's going to be $300,000 to $400,000.
If you do 4 years.
Now, that's absurd.
Yeah.
That's, look, and I.
Harvard, I actually thought it would be higher.
I did too. When I looked it up, I thought it would be higher. I think it's absurd what it is. And there's been a lot of talk because the University of Minnesota is going to increase their tuition 6.5%. There was also an article in the paper that says how much, you know, where Trump is saying they can't bring more foreign students in. They're in a little fight with Trump. And they say, but you know, the foreign students are the ones that pay more than the, you know, because you would have a, at the University of Minnesota, if you live in Minnesota, you get a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And back when I was in law school, I got a discount. And we had a reciprocal with Wisconsin.
Yep.
And I was going to the University of Minnesota and I was paying like $4,500 a semester. And one of my best buddies came from Wisconsin. He was paying $2,500 a semester because that's what he would have paid in Wisconsin. That just seemed wrong to me.
Yeah.
You know, so here's the guy from Wisconsin paying $2,000 less than I am, $4,500. And my big criticism is major college institutions spend far too much money on buildings. You go to the University of Minnesota, all these huge, massive buildings. You know, I don't know that you need all that and really fancy buildings and offices. And they spend way too much on administrators. I mean, this is what college sports used to be like, but it's changing a little bit now that the players are getting paid. Back when I was working at the Daily, I went and traveled around the Big Ten and went to Michigan, went to Ohio State, went to Iowa, because they were looking to hire a new football coach. This was right after they had fired Sleepy Joe. And I think they ended up hiring Lou Holtz after that. Sure. Mm-hmm. And we went and visited these colleges, and then I did this big piece on how the good programs, how they were so successful in football and basketball. Well, you know, nothing's changed. I mean, that was 40 years ago or whatever it was. And, you know, we're still in the same boat, other than PJ's brought him up a little bit. But you'd walk into Michigan and they had like 12 vice presidents of athletics, mm-hmm. all making, you know, a lot of money because they had so much money because they weren't paying the players anything. Well, that same setting is going on at the University of Minnesota. But Scott Latterman had this op-ed piece in the paper this morning of the Strip. He teaches history at the University of Minnesota Duluth, and he is a former president of its faculty union. And the op-ed piece, I'm going to read from quite a bit of it because it's really beautifully written and funny. And he's absolutely gets to the point. You know, with these rising costs of education, again, going up 6.5%. Listen to this, what Scott Latterman has to say. Greg Goldman, this is Scott Latterman now out of today's Star Tribune. Greg Goldman, the University of Minnesota's executive vice president for finance and operations, got it right in a recent interview with the Minnesota Star Tribune. "We're witnessing a once-in-a-lifetime assault on higher education," he said. Yet while Goldman is undoubtedly correct about the authoritarian onslaught from Donald Trump and the anti-intellectual movement, the huge problems are not confined to federal attacks and flat funding from the state. There's also the university itself. Apparently impervious to years of legitimate grumbling about administrative bloat and the appalling arms race in administrative salaries, Goldman, in an email informing faculty and staff that programs are being cut and tuition raised, offered up this precious gem, quote, "Administrative areas have suffered from underinvestment for some time and will now be one of the university's spending priorities." So the University of Minnesota, when I was at the university 40 years ago, 45 years ago, it was administrative bloat and it was building too many buildings. And here we are 40 years later, just after putting in a $6.5 million increase on tuition. You have the vice president for finance saying, boy, we about time we start spending more money on administration. And so, of course, the writer here, Scott Latterman, goes, wait, what? We don't spend enough on administration? Only an administrator could pen such nonsense. And it takes a special talent, one apparently possessed only by administrators, to genuinely believe it. Oh, and he goes on, so what will this new investment look like? We don't fully know, but the administration's proposed budget, which the Board of Regents is scheduled to review later this week, offers some clues. At a time when faculty and staff are losing their jobs, with more uncomfortable and like this is coming from the quote of the press or what the message from Greg Goldman was, more uncomfortable and likely unpopular changes perhaps on the way, the administration, we learned, is funding yet another new vice president. This one for elevating university-wide strategic initiatives. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like something Brad Childress would say, right? Remember the corporate speak?
Oh, yeah.
His corporate speak was epic. So now they're getting a 12th vice president, elevating a university-wide strategic initiative. Moreover, this is another good zinger he has. Moreover, new money will be devoted to expanding government relations. This actually makes sense, as it will take unusually skilled professionals to convince legislatures and state officials that gutting academic programs while fattening the administration is a wise use of public funds. I mean, it drives me crazy. These major colleges drive me crazy. I know, like I said, Trump attacking them for how they're teaching things is bad, and you know he's pulling their funding from them and all, but I'll tell you what, they are not doing their customers, their students, any favor at all. I love the University of Minnesota. Like I said, I had a great 4 years there, actually 4.5 since I changed my major. But this sort of overspending on administrators and raising the tuition when it's already obscenely high, there really should be something in this country where you can go get a college education for $10,000 a semester or something. I mean, I want the faculty to be paid. I want the professors to be paid. I want our high school teachers to be paid. I want the teachers to be paid. We need to pay the teachers a lot more money. But how the money is obviously not going to the teachers here. It's going to the administrators. And that's why they need to raise in tuition. And I think that's just wrong. Next, what I'm now coining, I've got, even though I'm only a fill-in for Chad, I have to come back to what I did last time. I thought it was wildly successful. We'll try it again. What's up with Trump? What's up with Trump?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, a little inside radio here. You know, producers, good producers like Dave Harrigan, you know, he gives me a list of stories to look at, and I, you know, try to get my own stories. And it's every single, just the second time I filled in for Chad. And, like, there's so many stories about Trump that you just...
They're unavoidable.
You got to tell them. A lot of them are kind of comical, okay? And like I said, in all fairness, you know, I would never vote for Trump. I have to read my disclaimer. I did have Trump derangement syndrome, but I'm recovered from that. I'm not deranged by it. I'm just an observer who finds a lot of this stuff. It's maybe this is the first time any of this stuff has ever happened in the United States of America. Okay. So let's start with number one. I got two or three items here. It appears only Fox and other right-wing media outlets are going to cover Trump's big and beautiful military parade on June 14th, which allegedly is costing taxpayers $25 to $45 million, mm-hmm. or like an average time that Trump goes down and plays at Mar-a-Lago. right? And so mainstream TV news outlets seem divided over how to cover an extravagant display of military might along the streets of Washington, D.C. from the Trump administration. A June 14th parade, isn't that also Trump's birthday, I think?
I don't know if it's, I'll have to look at the actual birthday. But they've been saying it's for his birthday. Okay. I think he's been... more saying it's to celebrate the army, blah, 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 but, you know.
A June 14th parade accompanying festivities meant to call attention to the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army will be something to see, with three kinds of helicopters, Bradley vehicles, fireworks display, and a parachute jump by the Golden Knights demonstration team.
His birthday is the 14th.
It is the 14th.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, are tanks going to go rolling down the streets on this thing?
Oh, I was reading earlier this week that there's even going to be some missiles and rocket launchers. It's the whole shebang, baby.
Has that ever happened before in U.S. history?
I don't remember it.
I'm thinking no. You know, I mean, I know when we won World War II, everybody came back. We had the ticker tape parade. We're honoring our soldiers. That's different. We were honoring the people that saved us from Germany. This is, I mean, so ABC, NBC and CBS are unlikely to preempt regular TV programming. That's because they all have like sports programming on. You know, they have golf tournaments and, you know, we love our sports. Thank God we have that.
Yeah, we're not cutting off the U.S. Open.
But we know that some people are going to televise it. Fox News, of course. Newsmax.
Yeah.
So if you want to get your fill of watching Trump act like he's a dictator and watch these machinery go down Washington Avenue, there will be places to see. You'll be able to stream it. This is not censorship. They're just not going to cover it.
Okay? Just don't go to D.C. and protest unless you want to be thrown in jail.
Yeah, that absolutely could be right. Okay, this is maybe the best one we've had so far. I got to get my article out here on this. So the internet is going wild that Trump has leg braces, catheter. It's going wild with speculation over what Trump has underneath his pants. Okay.
Yes.
This is
a lot of photos have surfaced.
A lot, you know, if it goes back, you remember there's been a lot of talk in the past that going back to the producer of the Apprentice,
mm-hmm.
Celebrity Apprentice, you know, said that Trump was high on cocaine all the time. He said he was had wore diapers because he was incontinent. Yeah, you know, I don't know if I believe any of that about that, but that's what was said. But Trump does have has weird bulges in his clothes. So here's some of somebody says knee braces, maybe. That's certainly possible. Another person says Trump is wearing a foot drop braces. You know what those are? Foot drop is common in late stage frontotemporal dementia. The person who said it's a Foley catheter is incorrect. A Foley leg bag is much larger and only attaches to one leg, not both. Over the years, people have noticed Trump leaning forward while talking. During the 2024 campaign, Trump stood on little sandbags to shoot a video, and users online speculated that was to stabilize himself. Another person asked what the little box-shaped thingy was on the back of Trump's leg, which you can see in a picture if you had this article. Many accounts claim those are the things, the Foley catheter. That is to connect a drainage tube. Do you know what a Foley catheter is? The catheter speculation spread after knowledge of the device showed in a picture. I don't pretend to know what a catheter is. Some have asked why Trump was given a clean bill of health during his annual physical exam, noting noticeable issues with his legs, pants, and gait. White House physician Dr. Sean Barbella stated Donald Trump remains in excellent health. Following his annual physical exam in April 2025, he is considered fully fit to serve as commander-in-chief. If that is so, what is wrong with his legs, gait? He's moved knock-kneed and swings his left leg like it's dead weight. Well, the two are not necessarily inconclusive, okay? Mm-hmm. You could have I'll say this about Trump. He's got a lot of energy. The guy is in front of the public all the time. He's all over the place. He's got a lot of energy. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on with Trump. And this last one might be the best of all. Trump said he had a phone call with Governor Gavin Newsom. I think this was yesterday. He said that he'd had a call with Gavin Newsom on Monday.
Yes, he was asked yesterday. When's the last time you spoke to Governor Newsom? He said the previous day.
Monday. Yesterday. And then and then when Gavin Newsom said, "No, we haven't had a call since Monday. The last time we talked was Saturday."
No call, no voicemail. Total BS. Is what
Trump
he said.
Then holds up his cell phone, showing that he made a call to Gavin Newsom at 1:23 on Saturday.
1:23 a.m.
A.m. on Saturday, as proof that he called him on Monday.
Yes.
Now that's what's up with Trump.
That is what's up with
That is definitely what's up with Trump on that one. That he pulls up the wrong date to say that he called him on Monday. That's a what's up in Trump. What's up with Trump is kind of, look, I obviously could have done a what's up with Biden too. I mean, Biden, we all know the stories are coming out. It's not a shock, okay, that Biden was not really all that mentally fit at the end of his presidency. He's not the first one, right? We know Reagan was that way. I'm sure there's been others as well. And so we could have done that for Biden, but he's not president anymore. So we're doing what's up with Trump, because every day he seems to do things that maybe have nothing to do with age. It just has to do with that's Trump right there. When we come back, ABC News cans one of its news anchors for tweeting that Trump and his right-hand man are haters. We'll discuss if that was correct when we return here on 830 WCCO.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman on this Wednesday, half hour to go. I'm going to talk in a minute about Terry Moran, the news reporter for ABC that was let go, but I wanted to run by a couple of the texts relating to the colleges. Some interesting ones here. He goes, I just heard the tail end of your conversation about college professors. My daughter graduated from the U of M and her last semester of psychology was taught by a student teacher, not a professor. Professor, she's very disappointed, and so are we paying that tuition. Someone here says, no, it isn't all going to administration. So many post-bachelor and undergraduate kids at the U have lost their internships due to Trump. Another one says, research is slashed and labs at the U are closing. These fees will go up thanks to Trump, period, if administration has to go to deal with him and lobbying government there because of Trump and zero other reasons. Don't blame the victim. Well, I don't know that what's going on to add this new administrator has to do with what Trump is doing. In fact, that was kind of the point of the person who wrote the op-ed piece, who's a professor at UMD. I wonder if he's getting any pushback on that. but he was saying, look, that's something we were dealing with, but this is something unrelated where they went and hired a new administrator, not to deal with Trump, but to try to get more people to come there or something. They were doing their 12th VP. So the fees are out of the tuition's really ridiculously high there. Now ABC News yesterday, refused to renew Terry Moran's contract because he called Trump and his right-hand man, Stephen Miller, as haters. And I want to read this to you because it's a fairly short tweet. He was originally suspended when he said it. And then now that his contract came up, they technically didn't can him. They technically just didn't renew his contract. But ABC News said it was primarily because of this. And here's what he wrote. The thing about Stephen Miller is not that he is the brains behind Trumpism. Yes, he is one of the people who conceptualizes the impulses of the Trumpist movement and translates them into policy. But that's not what's interesting about Miller. It's not brains, it's bile. Miller is a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred. He's a world-class hater. You can see this just by looking at him because you can see that his hatreds are his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. Trump is a world-class hater, but his hatred only is only a means to an end, and that end is his own glorification. That's his spiritual nourishment. Look, I think a lot of people could say that. I don't necessarily think that a journalist should say that. I do think that if you're a journalist and you're supposed to be, and I'll tell you the difference. I was talking to somebody the other day about grammar. For example, the word unique. It really bothers me when someone says, this is the most unique, or this is really unique, or this unique means one of a kind.
It does.
There's no modifiers to it. It's either unique or it's not unique. Okay, now, so, and the reason I bring that up is that's just one word. Here, if you say Trump lies, and he lied about this, 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 that makes him a liar. Okay? That's, you can say that because it's an objective fact. If you can prove that he said something and it wasn't true, said something and it wasn't true. But when you call somebody a hater, okay, I think they're haters. I guess I don't know what hater really means, but I don't think whatever they're doing, I think he's probably referring to cutting off, you know, deporting people because he hates those people. Okay. We don't know that that's why he does it. You could say he's being over aggressive in deporting people, but when you put a value judgment on it, like hate, that's not an objective term. How do you know what they hate? They've never come out and said, I'm doing this because I hate them. He's presuming they're doing it because they don't like those people. Okay. I think there's a reason they're doing it, is I think that there's a lot of white nationalism going on in this country and they want to go back to where the whites are fully in control. But I don't think it's because they hate these people. I think they just feel that they want to keep their position of power over these people. So I think that's my view. I really think that they're all about power. Just what we heard earlier when we heard from the legislator pastor talking about not loving your neighbors and doing it because you want to have power. So I do think that a high ranking, in this case, I'm actually going to defend ABC News for not renewing his contract, even though I think he's good. And even though a lot of people on other stations, okay, Fox News and others, are saying terrible things about Biden and lying all the time. But you know what? We have a free press in this country. If Fox chooses to do that, they can do it. You know, now they got caught. They had a defamation suit that cost them, what, $790 million or something, mm-hmm. You know, because they were defaming people. You can't do that. But you can go on there and lie if you want to be a news. If you want to call people names, you can do it. You might get sued for defamation. That's fine. But you might
get a nice big contract, too.
Yeah. But somebody, but ABC News, who I'd like to think are trying to not be biased. I get that the right all think that ABC News is biased and NBC News is biased and CNN is biased. And I would admit that they probably are somewhat biased. I think they lean a little left. I think there's no doubt about that. They lean a little left. But here, in this case, I'm going to defend ABC News for this because I don't think that this reporter should be calling somebody a hater. If he wants to call somebody out, call out what they're doing. Call it, they're really damaging people's lives by doing this. There's a lot of mean things you could say about Stephen Miller and Donald Trump, for which you wouldn't get fired. But labeling them a hater, I think, is a step too far.
Okay, so you're good with the firing, because I fell in the
camp. He was not fired. They didn't renew his contract, which is a little.
It's nuanced.
It's an easier jumping off point. But yeah,
it's the same thing. Whatever. You're happy. That's it. Happy.
No,
you're okay with him getting canned by ABC.
I am. I don't, I really thought about this, and look, I mean, I'll admit, you know, we all have predispositions.
Yeah.
You know, and when I first looked at that story, I was predisposed to say, how come ABC News is punishing one of its reporters for saying something that's so obviously true? And then I read it a couple times and I thought, well, being a hater is not so obviously true. You're assuming that they just hate these people and that's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
I do think they want to have power over these people. Okay. But that's me thinking it. That's me as a talk show host saying it. I'm not sitting up here being an objective journalist. I'm not an objective journalist. I'm a talk show host. I'm going to talk about what I believe in and topics of the day. I'm not objective when I do this.
When I read the tweet, I think he absolutely deserved a suspension. Fired. I can see it. I don't know if I would go that far if I was the king of ABC News, but suspension, absolutely. And I thought not only, or not simply because, you know, calling people a hater, whether it's objective, subjective, I just thought he got really personal.
It did.
I mean, especially when he was talking about Stephen Miller, about saying, you know, Trump's a hater, but this. Stephen Miller, you know, he's saying he's full of bile and something. That's like
he eats it. It says that, and then he said that he eats his hate. Look,
for a big time journalist at a big time network to throw that up on
X. I'll say this: anytime I see Stephen Miller, I want to punch him in the face.
I get that.
He's one of those guys. Yeah. He's one of those guys. He thinks he's better than you. He thinks he knows everything. He's causing, you know, a lot of people aren't criticizing what he's doing. But I'm not an ABC News guy who's supposed to be objective about that stuff. And I'm just saying he really is one of those people that seems to, and the term that I've used it a couple times, punching up versus punching down. You know, they're always punching down. They're punching down at the people that are less fortunate than them. And that Tallarico, when he said that, that's exactly right. And so to me, I think that I think we both agree that he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
The question is, you're just kind of saying you think that the punishment was a little harsh.
Yeah, I'm not sure it deserved.
Especially he's been there for a long time. If you Google him and look him up, you'll all recognize him. He's been around for a long, long time at ABC News. But and again, yeah. it's just a matter that, and everyone goes, well, because one of the things I hate is whataboutism. You know, we'll say something like, what about Wallace? I'm not saying, I don't care what Fox News does. If I'm running what I consider to be a legitimate news organization, Fox News can do what they want. It's other than defamation, where you want to sue them for that, we have a free press in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trump doesn't want us to have a free press in this country. but he does
if it's regarding him and it's,
right.
it's
but,
positive.
But we do. And so I'm not going to sit here and say, well, because they do it, we do it. So I just think they shouldn't have done it. And when we come back, you know, in honor of Chad golfing and in honor of my love of golf, we are going to talk a little bit to end the show talking about the U.S. Open at Oakmont, Pennsylvania, considered the hardest golf course in the world. And it is set up to be ridiculous. Let's discuss when we come back. Yeah, everyone's going to have to indulge me here for the last 10 minutes. Given that, I mean, I love golf. I love to play golf. I love to watch golf. I love to think about golf. Back when I was a sports writer, I covered a lot of golf. I covered Augusta several times. I've played Augusta. I've played when I was a sports writer. I mean, when I was doing my Sunday show on Josh, I said, Josh, do you golf? And he said, no. And I said, don't start now, because would you tell somebody now, hey, go start crack? Because it's basically like that. It costs you a lot of money. You don't get much out of it. And it annoys you sometimes, but I made it, but I'm a very happy golfer because I just enjoy playing golf. And I've learned a lot of golfers think I'm going to shoot my best score today. I never think that. I think I'm going to enjoy today playing, and I'm going to hit some bad shots, and I might play terrible today, and I might play good. I never really know when it comes or goes. It could come and go. And so I always have a good time, even if it's a bad round. It just,
good for
it
you.
Just doesn't bother
You're
me.
Better than the rest of
I
us.
I thought if I'm going to spend that much time doing that, I may as well enjoy myself. It's fun to just be out there. You know, I usually walk and get some exercise in. But the U.S. Open, I have very strong opinions about the U.S. Open. And I thought they had gotten away from this. The U.S. Open, for those of you that don't know, there's four majors in golf. There's the Masters. There is the PGA, there's the U.S. Open, and then there's the Open Championship, which is in England or Scotland. It's in British Islands. It's actually in Northern Ireland this year. But the U.S. Open always believes we have to protect par. So you take these great players that you know, I don't want to see players make double bogeys. If I want to see that, I just can watch myself play golf. Okay, I want to see these guys show their skill, and whoever wins, I don't care if they're 10 under or 10 over. I just want to see good golf and here's what I don't like about the U.S. Open, what they're doing at Oakmont. They have fairways, and then they have rough, and the rough is 5 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hit your ball into the rough at that rough, you can only do one thing: take out a wedge and try to gouge it out. Is that skill? Okay, so you would say, well, Scott, that means the guys who hit the fairways the most are the guys that are going to win. Okay, yep. I
keep it in the center, Scott. Not that hard.
But why do you take one aspect of the game? Here's the different aspects of golf: driving, iron play, short game, chipping, wedges, putting, chipping, wedges, putting. So there's like five elements of the game, and the only one they're testing is driving accuracy. The rest of them go out the window. No, because when you get in that rough, you got no chance most of the time, unless they really cut it down before the first round tomorrow. I've seen all the pictures, you know, and now you can see it because all the golfers go in, like Bryson DeChambeau goes in and throws his ball down and is trying shots. And, you know, they're all taking videos and sending it out there. And, you know, I saw a guy make, like, I putt when I'm off the green because I can't chip very good. I saw a guy, he was 122 yards out on number one, and he putted it to like 5 feet. Putted it. That's how fast the fairways are. That's how fast the greens are. And then the greens are typically at an average club. There's a little thing called the stimp meter. You heard of the stimp meter?
Yes.
It's a little, it looks like a ruler with a little, but a ball rolls down and it's got a little groove in it. And and you put it in a certain position and then you measure how far it rolls out. So if you go to a country club around here, if you go to say a nice public course around here, the stimp meter is probably going to be at like an 11, 10 to 11. A really nice country club might be 12. They're talking 14 or 15. Never heard of that. On greens that when they were built, that probably if they had a stimp meter would have rolled out at like a 6 because they didn't have the grass that they have now. So the greens are really, really, you know, so you could hit a shot and you miss 1 foot to the left too far of where you need to land and your ball could roll 40 yards off the green.
Good, as God intended.
And that's right. You want to just watch the carnage.
I do. I love I'm not the golf viewer that you are. But if I had to watch a major, I'm picking the U.S. Open over the Masters because I love the carnage. I love to see them struggle. And I think you defeated your own point there. You started by saying all they're measuring is driving accuracy. Clearly not with the greens, how fast and firm they are. They're also, you know, well, testing even, how you can get into the green, how you can hold it onto the green, and certainly how you can putt.
Yeah, but here's the difference. The Masters, I think the Masters is the Masters and the Open Championship are my two favorites because the Open Championship, they don't screw with the course at all. You're playing in Scotland. Some years it's soft, some years it's not.
And they just hope it's windy.
And they just hope it's windy. And you go out there and they just play. They don't trick the course up. The course is what it is. I love that. They go St. Andrews, you know, the most famous course in the world just about. You know, those guys shoot 20 under to win it, and it was still great.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
It wasn't ridiculous. I mean, Cam Smith made all those birdies coming down when it was there last time. But anyway, I like it. The thing that Augusta is the game that tests everything. And what they really test is they have some rough. So if you get in the rough, it's going to impact you. I want you to be impacted coming out of the rough, meaning you can't spin the ball. It's going to be harder to hold the green. Your ball will jump. It's harder to know how far it goes because do you catch it clean or does the grass get in between? Do you get a flyer? You're in the rough. There's a lot of variabilities that tortures the good player. That's the level of well, you had said that the reporter shouldn't have been fired. He should have been suspended. You're getting fired by those. What you should be is just get suspended by those in the regular rough. And so that's what I'm saying. That's what, and then the chipping is gone unless you're short of the green in the fairway. You're taking a wedge out and I could be the Scottie Scheffler is one of the greatest chippers in the world. He's going to have to gouge it out just like I do. Now, he'll probably be quite a bit better at it.
Yeah,
than I would.
Good. Make him work.
But it's you're losing the ability to control the spin, to control all the stuff that he's learned to do.
Yeah.
You just take it out and gouge. So his whole aspect of his game is gone. That being said, my money is especially on Scottie Scheffler because this course is. And I will say this, by the way, the U.S. Open got away from this for many years. In fact, I thought they got away from it, but Oakmont is different. Oakmont is considered the hardest course in the world, and that's important to Oakmont, and so that's why this is being done. So I got to say, there's a little part of me that I'm going to enjoy watching it, but I don't want the U.S. Open to continue to do it because I think the U.S. Open should find the best golfer in the world, not the guy that can hit it straight and can gouge out a wedge.
No. Stick with how it is. For God forbid, for 4 days out of the golf calendar year, we watch them struggle a little bit, just like the rest of us do, who can't spin the ball, who have no idea how to hit a good draw. We just happen to hit it, and, hey, that's a draw. I meant to do that. Sure, that's exactly what I was looking for. No.
Some guy, he says, guy sounds angry, same course for everyone. What a crybaby. Yeah, okay, that's right.
That's right.
It is the same course for everybody.
Boo.
But this course is probably going to produce a much weaker winner than a regular one.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway,
I just want more people calling you a crybaby. I like it.
Why not? Jason DeRusha here, everybody.
I just need a break from people yelling at me and calling me names.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.